Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PBS shared yesterday that Charlie Brown and the rest of the Peanuts crew will return to television after all. This news comes after Apple TV acquired the rights to Charlie Brown programs. Apple had a ton of criticism after sharing that It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown would not air on television as it had for the past 65 years around Halloween time. PBS shared a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving will air on PBS and PBS Kids this Sunday at 7:30, and a Charlie Brown Christmas will air on PBS and PBS Kids on December 13th. The shows will also be available to stream on Apple TV for free between November 25th and 27th and December 11th and December 13th. So,
thanks.
Another tradition that will be back.
Excited. All right, so a lot of people have been throwing some serious shade at the Rockefeller Christmas tree. They're saying it's a little floppy, a little not so full.
It looks
like
it's
very
half
on brand
tree.
For 2020.
It looks like half a tree. However, I did see, by
which
the
we
way,
only got half a year, so I mean that makes sense. Not even half a year, but
I did see they are. I think they're going to fix it. They're like fluffing it out now. So maybe this
fluff her out.
Maybe this is how it always looks. No, they built all this like crazy scaffolding around it to decorate it and get the branches out.
Good stuff. So, okay. So the tree might look a little sad, but what isn't sad is they found something in the tree. This is actually a really cool story. They found an owl down the tree, in the tree, I should say, when it was being taken down, transported to downstate near New York City. A man who works for the company found this owl inside the tree, rescued the owl, and took it home in a box. And his wife called a wildlife center, and they met halfway to pick up this owl. The wild care center, it looked like it hadn't eaten in like 3 days, eaten or drinking anything. So they took it in, named it Rockefeller, and they're getting this owl up in good health, and then they're going to release the owl back into the wild. Could you imagine being transported from where did they get Oneonta to New York City and just like in a tree? Because they obviously put the tree up, they net it.
Yeah.
He was probably
just
stuck in
hanging
there.
Hanging out in there. Yeah, no, that would probably be kind of alarming. If I were an owl.
Scary.
Yeah.
But the owl is fine. Good. No one freak out.
By the way,
good.
It's amazing. Breezy is doing a positive bird story.
Just switching things up a bit.
There you go. Always keeping us
obviously
on our toes. Moving along in the Team PXY feed, Monroe County's COVID-19 yellow zone positivity rate was 3.87% on Tuesday. That according to an update from Governor Cuomo's office yesterday. That positivity rate actually up slightly from Monday, where it was 3.68, but below the updated 7-day rolling average for the cluster, which is 4.74%. According to the New York State guidelines, microclusters are reevaluated 14 days after an initial determination. So, of course, Monroe County's yellow cluster was declared last Monday and brought about those new rules and restrictions for schools, dining, religious worship, gatherings, and more. A zone update is expected this upcoming Monday.
If you're running errands today, you might want to think twice about going anywhere near Henrietta or Jefferson Road, because today is the official opening day of the Chick-fil-A down in Henrietta.
Yes.
Rochester officially has its second location, and the restaurant is located on Jefferson Road in Henrietta. And it officially opened business this morning, like maybe 30 minutes ago, half an hour ago.
Is there a big line? Anybody in line waiting?
Oh, I'm sorry. It opened at 6:30. Rookie, 2 hours ago.
There you go.
Yeah, so typically when a new location opens, they give away free meals for a year to the first 100 people. So I'm sure that people were there. But at this time during the pandemic, the company says that they are giving those meals out to 100 heroes who are making an impact in Rochester. Would you consider us heroes?
No.
No?
Yeah, no.
I'm glad you answered it that way, because like I wouldn't say us, I would just say me.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
But no, you don't qualify for these Chick-fil-A meals, Corey.
All right.
Sorry.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All right. Up online, 98pxy.com. The good news is up there. We'll highlight a handful of those stories just after 9. Actually, the owl story that Breezy talked about in the feed. We have a picture of the owl. Looks adorable. Owls are, come on. I know you hate birds, but you can't tell me owls aren't cute.
The head twist is impressive.
Yeah. A little exorcist-y, but yeah.
Yeah. Owl head twist.
Also up there, some good info to have. The best times to hit grocery stores, restaurants, coffee shops, parks, and more, according to Google, since they've been stalking our every move. That's all up there as well at 98pxy.com. All right, coming up next on the show, I am curious if anyone who has ever done this actually ended up feeling good about it and didn't immediately regret it, because that's kind of the vibe I'm getting. I don't want to judge this person for what they did, because first off, what happened to them was awful. And thankfully it's never happened to me that I know of. So I don't know what it's like getting cheated on. And I can understand the want for revenge, certainly. But
it's a lot.
But is it really a good idea to call out your cheating significant other and the person they cheated on you with on social media?
It's messy.
Yeah,
It's really messy.
I was scrolling through the other day and I saw a post from someone that I know from Virginia, where I used to live, and they called out their fiance, who she has a child with.
They were engaged.
Yeah. Basically, the gist of the post was that they can't get their deposit back for their wedding, which was supposed to be in April. So, hope so-and-so have a great time. Happy cheating, you two. And a bunch of hand clap emojis were how that one was wrapped up. Yeah.
Oh, she's wilding out.
Yeah. Tagged the girl on there, too.
She did it.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. Have you ever done this before? Did you feel like it helped at all? I'm genuinely curious. If you want to jump in on this, 585-222-9800. Or would you face with that situation? Would you blow it all up on social media?
Okay, you can't sit here and say I would or would not do that. Because once you get into that situation, speaking off experience, all you see is red. And you kind of lose yourself for a second there. And you absolutely transform into a monster human being.
Mm-hmm. And you're just lashing out.
I'll admit. And you do things and you say things that you aren't you. And you never would expect yourself to do. I want to hear from people that have been in this situation and if they took the high road or if they just straight were wilding out on Facebook.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.